Hi, this is a dictation for Nicholas Brandon Lee, and Nicholas Brandon Lee is the last name. Date of birth is 2/27/93. Date of service is a new patient visit on 2/13/2025. And date of accident is 9/28/2024. I already discussed the chief complaint. I was at the middle of the automobile accident, and I'll continue the dictation 0215-027. Regarding the accident, I was discussing that this patient was traveling on 9/28/2020 around 8 o'clock as a front seat passenger restrained in a Dodge car at stopped at the red light of Plymouth Road and Greenfield. They were traveling on Greenfield southbound and were trying to make a left turn towards the Plymouth, while the other car ran red light and hit their car on a frontal passenger side. And after the impact, the entire car made 360 degrees turns four times, and then it hit the electric pole with the front end of the car. The car was completely damaged, totaled. The engine was broken, right axle is broken, car was not repairable. The patient reported that he lost some consciousness for 10 minutes or so, and doesn't know the speed of the other car, but it must be at least more than 50 miles. They were wearing seatbelt. He was wearing seatbelt, and the airbags deployed. There was a loss of consciousness, and there was no hit and run accident. And police came at the scene. Ambulance came at the scene. The police report was filed. Regarding the injuries, the patient reported that there was a loss of consciousness for almost 8 to 10 minutes, and his father, who was the driver, pulled him out of the car. And then by the time ambulance came, he was able to wake up. He remembers hitting his head into the right, into the window on the right side. And other than that, he cannot remember anything. He was taken to ambulance to the Saint Agnes Hospital emergency room. He was admitted for 2 days. And he reported that he had a seizures at the time of accident or at the hospital, for which he was seen by a neurologist. Various testing were done, and then he was referred to a primary care physician. After all the testing was found negative, although he is not sure what testing has been done, he doesn't know if a CT scan was done, MRI was done, or EEG was done at this time. The records from the hospital have been requested, and once they are available, we'll go. In addition, patients said that the other car had no headlights, and the history presenting illness is as follows. Patient is suffering from headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they can last for the whole day. And they're affecting the front, back, right temple, left temple, the whole head, like a band, moderate to severe, off and on. Sensitive to light, but not sensitive to the noise. And the patient report that there is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. The last seizure happened only on the day of accident. Since then, he had not had any accident, seizures in the last 4 months, or any loss of consciousness. There is a associated dizziness and vertigo and loss of concentration. And other than that, no other symptoms like disorientation, confusion, forgetfulness, or memory loss, or vision problem like blurred vision, sparse in the vision, loss of vision field, no problem with the taste or smell, and no other issues are reported by the patient. Patient also denies any issue with weakness, lightheadedness. He has some numbness and tingling of the right leg front and back. and some pain in the right knee, and there is no incontinence of the bowel or urine, no anxiety, depression, panic, and no sleep disturbance or subtle anesthesia. The patient has pain in the right shoulder, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and is able to do 130 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, beyond which he feels pain in the front and the top and back part of the shoulder. In addition, patient has pain in the upper back, neck, lower back, mid back, to the tune of 7, with radiation to the right leg, front and back, affecting the foot and the toes. Right knee pain is reported to the tune of 5, and numbness and tingling and some radiation of pain to the right forearm, affecting 3rd, 4th, 5th finger.
Very long. I cannot make my eyes on that knee.